It's time to laugh, learn, and take your photography to the next level with your favorite cowgirls with cameras, Kara, Kim, and Phyllis.
Welcome to the Cowgirls with Cameras podcast. I'm Kim with Kim Beer Photography and Be More Business.
I'm Kara with Fast Horse Photography.
And I'm Phyllis with Phyllis Burchette Photo.
Gosh, that seems like I have to say that really fast. Phyllis Burchette Photo.
It's like a tongue twister a little bit.
It is a little bit of a tongue twister. It's definitely a little bit of a tongue twister.
Neither one of you guys have your name in your business name.
I do. Kim Beer Photography.
But when you say this, you say Be More Business.
I say Be More Business.
She says both.
But then you break it up. You're Kim Beer with Be More Business. And so, see, I say Phyllis with Phyllis Burchette Photo. So that's harder. I need to get points for that.
Well, okay. I'm glad we squared that away right off the top of the episode. And everybody knows. And, okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, then. Well, we're
like punch drunk or something.
Gosh, she's speechless. I never heard Kim speechless before.
Well, okay. So what have we been up to? So I'll start. It is officially lake season for me. So, and it was a very slow start this year to my season. I think the world is just kind of a wild place right now. And it's just been a slow start. So we're recording this in the beginning of November. So for me, it was like when the calendar flipped from October to November, it was like all my local people were like, I guess it's fall. We better get our portraits booked and we better get our stuff going. And so I'm picking up pace a little bit, which feels good. So yeah. So it's just been a weird year and it's hopefully going to close out pretty good in terms of the portrait end of things. So that's what I've been doing is just remembering how to do all that, my whole process, and like getting reacquainted with that after a hot summer. And I've not been super busy over the summer, so with portraits. So yeah, it's just been a lot of client correspondence and also editing, because we've had events we've been coming back from and we've had to get ready for viewing parties and stuff like that. Just an unbelievable amount of editing too. So way too much sitting, which is not going well for me. I have a little tiny fracture in my spine. And sitting here is very uncomfortable. So for those viewing, if I keep moving, it's because I'm uncomfortable. So there.
I hope that gets to feeling better because I know that's
I do
not
too.
Not,
we'll be
not
sending
good.
You lots of nice healing energy.
Thank you. Please do.
Fractured spine. That's never good.
I'm a kind of a whiny wimp, so I could use it.
Well, I think you've been doing pretty good if you've been hurting like that. And now we know the reason why you've been hurting. And you really haven't complained.
Well, thank you.
Maybe at least not that I know of that much.
Thank you.
Did you share a room with her lately?
Yeah, I shared one with her. Yes, more than you have, actually.
I'm definitely more particular than you guys are about things. I'm a Taurus, okay? Tauruses, we like our comfort.
Well, I was talking about complaining about your back, not about hot water or,
ice, access to ice.
Kara must have her hot water and her ice.
And
it has to be ice and it has to be scalding hot water.
Yeah, lukewarm's not okay, like for the showers.
I have learned how to make my own ice since I have not had an ice maker, darn Sears Home Services, for like a month now. So I'm making my own ice. I put water in a big baggie, like Ziploc bag. Lay it flat in the freezer, take it out the next morning and throw it on the concrete and I have ice.
So Phyllis, I hate to sell you this, but are you so old you miss the invention of ice cube trays?
I don't know. This is easier. I don't like ice cube trays.
They sell at Walmart these really handy things that you can
Fully aware, and I have some, freezer. Kim, but this is so much easier than that.
Okay.
Trust me.
Well, thank you for explaining your theory on how to make ice. The Ziploc bag.
I like the crushed ice, so this works better.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
For me.
I love it.
You do your own ice.
Gotcha.
I'll do mine. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not a, I'm
moving
a,
on.
I'm probably a little more of a diva than you guys are when it comes to our events and and that sort of thing.
I haven't noticed that.
It's my zodiac sign. It's what we do.
Yeah, but you ended up in business with two very difficult zodiac signs. One complete freak show and likes everything very pretentious.
I think she's talking about you, Phyllis.
I was going to say, who's the freak show here?
That would be me. I'm the Aquarius.
Oh, I love you guys.
Okay. Yeah. So let's move on to the topic for our particular discussion today, which is our favorite things from 2025. As this year wraps up and completes its crazy cycle, let's talk about some of the things that we have enjoyed from this year. So who wants to go first?
You can go.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, so my favorite things from this year probably are our community. I'm super happy. You all heard about that last time, so I'm not going to harp on that any longer because you've already listened to me go on about it for a full episode. One of my favorite things from this year, which sounds like it's something that would definitely not be my favorite thing, but was my hysterectomy.
That's a good one, though. No, that's been life-changing for you.
It has been. And I cannot believe how much happier I am without a uterus. So, and I wasn't using the thing anymore anyway. So yeah, it was very handy to get rid of that. And I cannot believe how much better I feel. And also to figure out that I could survive it and that I was very well prepared for it all to go to shit. And it ended up going all very well. And thank you for everyone who helped me in their thoughts and prayers. And I know you guys are a engine beneath why I did so well. So I'm very happy with that. That experience, though, also kicked me off into a year of deep exploration. And I won't bore you with the personal exploration details, which were very intense. And I did a lot of personal work this year on my own. So I will say that. But the other exploration that I went on, kind of twofold, I really reunited with my passion for photography. And what was interesting when I was editing images from Cottonwood and Trappers and Powderhorn, I noticed that some of my creativity that I feel like I've really not been connected to over the last few years was back for me. Like I was like, oh, wow, this is actually fun. And I sat and really enjoyed the editing process. So I do want to say that was definitely a highlight for 25 because I, you know, like all photographers, I think we go in and out sometimes with our like deep desire to be a photographer. like some days yeah. It just doesn't feel as good as others. And it always feels so good when you get back into that zone again and you feel connected with your camera and your gear and your subject. And that was definitely one of my highlights for this year. And then the highlight I think I want to talk about the most is AI. I don't know as though that made anybody else's list. I'm looking here.
It
you guys gave
mine.
All kinds of really interesting things, but nobody's like, I went into this year, probably at the first of the year, being very reticent about where AI was going, particularly with photography and with creative writing and with my place as a 59-year-old woman in a world that is quickly like becoming very AI driven. So it was a little scary for me at the first of the year. And I'm like, I don't understand. I don't know. I had already delved into it a lot already, but I was feeling very out of balance where AI was concerned. And I did a lot of learning about AI. And since the first of the year, I have been training my AI. I have completed a lot of projects in partnership with AI. I also have been writing custom GPTs, which I'm super excited about bringing out into the world. I can see the benefit for being able to utilize this technology for good. And I realize at the same time that there's a lot of latitude for people to use it for bad. And I think understanding it better makes it a lot less scary, but it also gives you the opportunity to capitalize on some of the things that it can offer. And I'm talking not just with your photography and being a time saver, but also with a lot of other things, especially in your business. In my world, I work with a lot of baby business owners who they don't come into their business with a degree in business. They don't come into their business with a lot of knowledge about marketing or about business models. And the cool thing about AI is it has access to a lot of knowledge. And if you can, if you know how to get it to do it, it can be a huge, huge help for you in getting some of those foundational things out of your way that were so tedious and time consuming and overwhelming that you didn't get them done. So that's what I'm looking forward to for next year, is bringing some easy, fun, enlightening, and non-scary ways to be able to interface with this great technology that can help you with your business. And I'm super, super pumped and excited about that. So it's one of my favorite things from 25, and it's also one of the things that I'm most looking forward to in 26.
That is awesome. I can't wait to see what you do, like some of the things that you're doing with AI. Like, it's going to be good for all of us.
Kim takes it and then shows the rest of us how to do it.
Yeah.
Well, not only do I want to show you how to do it, I want to give you a way to do it that doesn't feel horrifically tedious and boring.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. I remember back, I think it's been a couple of years ago, I saw this little meme about AI that says, I don't want AI to do my art and my photography editing. I want AI to wash my dishes and clean my floors.
Exactly.
I can do more time to outside taking pictures and doing other things.
Yeah.
And the realization that I had midway through this year is not so much that I do have a robot vacuum, by the way, but it's not so much about the dishes and the floor, but it's about all of the dishes and the floor metaphor in your business that really keeps you from being able to get out there and do what you love to do. And also all of the boosters that AI gives us to be able to, I've been working a lot on learning how to collapse time. So learning how to utilize it to collapse time so that you do have more time for all of those things that you love to do. So stay tuned. There will be lots more. All right. Who's going next?
I could go next. Mine's going to be short and sweet. Like, I feel like 2025 was a really hard year for me. Like, on an emotional level, I struggled a lot. I finally started therapy, which was like a long time coming. And it's like, through all of that, through all of this year, I've lost people. I've met new people. I've made new friends. And that has been so hard and so good in so many ways. And I have to say, like, my favorite thing about this year has been like the strength of my little family, of my husband and my son, and just how much that's meant to me this year. Watching my son grow, like, he's 12 now, he's almost a teenager. And I always said, like, people are like, oh, the baby years. But every year that my son has gotten older has been my favorite year. Like, I love the person he's becoming. Like, it's just so much fun. And he gets more and more fun the older he gets. Like, and I hope that I'm getting ready to probably go over that hump into like hard times with teenager stuff, but I'm going to embrace this as long as I can. But with that being said, like, having all of this emotional hard stuff like that, I think that definitely took an effect on like just my photography and my creativity and like so much of that. It affected so much of it. So part of that transition and everything that I went through, like having like new people come into my life through photography, through our community and our work and our workshops and our events, like it has been so amazing for me to just meet so many new people and all of the photographers that have become our friends and there are our colleagues out there in the world. Like, that's been really meaningful to me. And then being able to see, you know, I don't want to call them baby photographers, but like new photographers they're new to the art of photography coming into our world and being able to watch them just like come to their first event and then come to their second event and like how their photography has grown, like from that first time that we shot with them to the second and third time that we shot with them. That brings me so much joy and it gets me so excited. And I would say that's definitely been probably for me, my favorite thing of 2025 is like seeing that happen with photographers and then those people becoming our friends and people that we enjoy spending time with down the line.
Aww.
I can add you two to that too. Continuing.
Aww.
The fact that we've Cowgirls with Camera is in, what year are we in now? Like, how many years has it been for us?
22 was our first.
22?
122. Cottonwood was our first official event.
Yeah. So yeah. 3 years that we've been doing this now, and like our growth and just how we continue to work together and learn from each other. And
4 years of events. So
Yeah.
And we're still
like each other.
And we're still talking to each other.
We're still talking to each other. We can still take long car rides.
Most days we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we can share a room for a week with all three of us in the same room, and there's no blood.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's a good thing.
What about you, Phyllis? What are your favorite things of 2025?
Well, you kind of already hit on both of yous on the community, but yeah, I think it's really been cool. Well, I'd say a couple of my favorite things wasn't really gear, but because a lot of when we first talked about doing this, I thought that's what y'all were talking about.
Oh, like a new lens?
What kind of gadgets or what's your new gadgets? You know, what's your favorite thing of 2025? What kind of gadgets? So, I mean, gosh, I think the community has really been, it's been very cool. I mean, it's cooler than I expected it to be. And I think it has so much room for growth and improvement and even more connections. But I think part of it has been like being able to stay better connected with those photographers that I already knew or that we already knew. But then also, gosh, meeting all the great new people out there that we would never even know had this community not existed. So I think that's amazing. I think that's very cool. So thank you guys. But my other thing that for me, I don't know, I guess I think of like things like favorite things kind of in terms of the older I get, things that I enjoy, things that I get to do now that I've been wanting to do for a while was go to I know this sounds crazy, but I always wanted to go to a working ranch during cabin season. And I got to do that this year, thanks to Audra and her husband at the Arapahoe Ranch in Nebraska. I guess coming from my world, from the equine breeding world, I knew about long nights, early mornings, or no sleep at all, and the just total dedication that went into that foaling season demands from you. And the cabin, being there during cabin season, of course, I was only there for like 4 days. So, but it kind of brought me back to that same rhythm of what we did when we were running a breeding farm, actually very similar. It's all about that care and commitment that goes into making sure those calves get on the ground, and watching the ranchers tend to every calf with such patience and heart really gave me I already had a big appreciation for ranchers, but it gave me an even deeper appreciation for those people that live this life every single day. And I mean 24/7, 365 days a year. It is, they don't get a break.
Yeah.
Because animals have to be fed. They have to be tended to every single day. And I knew what that was like, but it's even, I think the cabin is really, even though cows in general have easier than horses do, it's still, I mean, when you're talking about having 400 or 500 head of cows to calve, that's a big commitment. But yeah, I just think that was very cool. And so it's really an experience that stayed with me. It wasn't just about the photos. It was the whole experience. Yeah.
Well, and such a neat thing to be able to, like, as we document, you know, we go out to working cattle ranches, and it's like we get to document like a moment in time. And it's just kind of like breaking the ice on like what that lifestyle is really like. So getting to like photograph it it's such a privilege, you know, to be able to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
It really is. And to get to just share like a little piece of that. Since, I mean, the three of us, well, I guess Kim kind of did for a while. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't work on a cattle ranch. I never have. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a horse owner.
I've done it.
Yeah, you've done
Kim's,
it.
Kim's calved out herds.
Yeah, but Kim's done it. Like, getting to,
not on the scale, but yeah.
Just having, getting to see firsthand some of that, even if it's just a snapshot of that industry that, you know, that America loves so much. It's just a beautiful thing to get to experience and to just document. And I just have so much respect for it. And it's a privilege and an honor to get to do it.
Yeah. And it's not just, I mean, things don't always, it's like, it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. Things don't always go well. And there's the heartbreak that goes along with it too. But it's just seeing just the care that they took of every single, even at that scale, the care that they took of every individual animal there was, I don't know, I just kind of want to cry a little bit. Sorry. It was neat. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's it? That's all you got? That was your best of 2025? What was your favorite piece of gear you bought this year?
Well, actually, I bought a... I have two because I am getting that the new 2470 2.8 that Nikon just has out with the internal zoom.
Oh, that,
so yeah. I'm excited about that. Excited about that. But also, and this will be good for our next year for trappers, I bought because I needed it for this trip we're going on this week because we're not going to have a power at night. I bought a camping lantern. So I'm excited about that.
That is exciting.
I mean, it's crazy. But...
No, that's not crazy at all. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it has 300 hours of runtime. So is that not amazing?
Nice.
I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of it too. So you mean I'll be able to find how to get my Pepto-Bismol lid open at 3 a.m. this time around when we're.
You may wake us all up when you turn this thing on.
You may wake the whole camp up. Well, on the lens front, I did take for a test drive. I didn't put it on my favorite things list because I don't own it yet, but I did take for a test drive Canon's new 70-200Z lens that does have that same zoom thing like the Nikon lens Phyllis is talking about. And that lens will be in my bag when I start my season next year. I loved that lens and I think I got really good quality video out of it. So I'm super excited to do some more shooting with it in the future. It's a little bit on the spendy side, but it'll be worth the investment. So,
yeah,
I didn't buy any new gear this year.
I just rented it.
The year's not over yet, Kara. Yeah.
Well, I didn't buy any new gear this year. I was just thinking of like, how did I reinvest back into my business? And this year, I invested in a online video course, which has been great.
With Mark.
Yeah. Yep. And then I started using the Evoto for my editing, just part of the process of editing, just to help making things, more efficient. I would think those are probably some of the biggest things that just kind of helping my business run a little smoother. But I didn't buy any gear this year. And I know maybe when the sales hit, we'll see. Maybe I'll get myself another R3, but I didn't buy any big gear. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Right. Yeah, you never know when it's, but now you've had a year without, so 26, you should definitely buy something big. Hmm. Like you've built up for 2 years to get something
big. Oh
yeah,
I'll be due for something new.
You'll be definitely due.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I think we all had that switch to mirrorless sticker shock thing going on there for a little while.
Yeah.
That was a big leap over there. So that would have been a favorite thing a few years ago was the mirrorless cameras. But now that's old news and we're on to other stuff.
Isn't that crazy? Like we've not been into the mirrorless camera era that long, but we're already upgrading our lenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, technology changes so fast. So.
I know.
Well, and I think that the push for videography I would say that I felt that stronger in 2025 than any other time, that photographers who have been strictly still image photographers are definitely being highly encouraged to start doing video. And so you're seeing technology coming out that supports doing the video piece of things, like getting better at editing. I know I've taken it would have been one of my favorite things of 2024 because that's when I started using it, was DaVinci Resolve. But Kara's been learning a lot about Premiere, and there's just a lot of, and just like I know that Photoshop just had a new release within the last 24 hours of when we're taping this, but the AI world is just like shifting and changing things all over the place for video editing as well as still photography. But I think you are definitely being highly encouraged and supported in your journey to do a lot more video and especially the shorter form video. So I think that tools are definitely ranking in that direction.
I just remember when I went to imaging 10 years ago, they told us that if you weren't doing video, you were getting left behind. So that's 10 years ago. So,
yeah, well, there you go. PPA was ahead of the game.
Yep.
But I do think now with the integrations in it, I think it's one of the more important pieces. All right. Anything else? We'll wrap this episode up. We have a lot of favorite things.
No, I mean, nothing wrong with a short little episode just to bring people out of the new year into the new year. So
into
hopefully
the new
they're
year.
Thinking about what were their favorite things like. Yes. And what are they going to, of those favorite things, what are they taking into the new year, or what do they want in the new year? So if you are not already following us online, we are on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Cowgirls with Cameras. We also have a website, of course, where you can find all of our upcoming events, which is cowgirlswithcameras.com. And you probably are sick of hearing it at this point, but we have an awesome online community dedicated to equine photographers. And you can find that at cowgirlswithcameras.community. So just go out there and look for us. You're going to find us. We're everywhere now. And we love being there. And we want you to come say hi to us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cowgirls with Cameras. Don't let the laughter and learning stop here. Join our community on social media and be sure to visit our website for more opportunities to fulfill your photography goals. Head to cowgirlswithcameras.com. That's cowgirlswithcameras.com. See you next time.